Good evening, and I greet you all in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
大家晚上好，奉主耶稣基督的名向大家问安。
Some 2,000 years ago, Jesus of Nazareth was crucified among thieves.
大概是2000年前，拿撒勒人耶稣呢被钉死在十字架上。
Crucifixion was a way to punish criminals in the time of the Roman Empire.
在罗马帝国的时代呢。把人钉死在十字架是惩罚那些罪犯的一种方式。
It was such an awful way of dying that Roman citizens were forbidden to be crucified.
那是一种非常可怕的死法，所以当时的罗马人呢是不会被这样通过这样的一种刑罚被处死的。
They nailed the hands and the feet to the cross.
他们会把人的手和脚呢。钉在这个十字架上
and then they lifted him up.
然后再把他举起来
Family members, loved ones, and others will stare at this criminal.
那他这个罪犯的家属呢，就和亲朋戚友呢，都会在场目睹这一切。
In the case of Jesus of Nazareth, it was far, far worse.
那么拿撒勒人耶稣被钉在十字架上的情况更为糟糕。
They persecuted him.
他们逼迫他
They wove the crown of thorns and they pushed it down his forehead.
他们为他戴上荆棘的冠冕
They did that because he was charged with being called the king of the Jews.
他们这么做呢，是他们因为他们提告他说他自称为犹太人的王
That was a criminal offense.
对他们来说，这是一种罪行
Because in the Roman Empire there was only one king and he was Caesar.
因为在罗马帝国呢，只有该撒这样的一个国王。
And to call yourself king in those days was punishable by death.
那如果你在那个时候你自称为王的话呢，你是要被处死的。
They did not stop with pushing a crown of thorns on his head.
他们不仅仅为他戴上了荆棘的冠冕。
They covered his head and they punched him.
他们还遮住了他的头，然后揍他。
And they asked him to guess who punched you.
甚至叫他。就是猜测谁揍了他。
They put on a royal garment and they laugh at him because that was the king, that was the color of the king.
他们为他穿上了紫色的袍，并且嗤笑他，因为紫色呢就代表这个皇室。
They spat on his face.
他们向他的脸上吐唾沫。
They used a whip and they ripped his back apart.
他们用鞭抽打他的背。
And after all these humiliation and persecution, then they forced him to carry the cross.
他们羞辱他，逼迫他，然后要他背起十字架。
And he traveled all the way to a place called Golgotha or Calvary.
背着十字架一直到这个格格他或者加略山。
And it was at Calvary that they crucified him.
那么就在加略山上，他们钉死他。
This church is named after the place Calvary.
那我们的教会呢，就是以这个加略山为名的。
It is to remind all of us the reason why we are Christians.
这也是为着提醒我们为什么我们是基督徒。
And what we have this evening in Luke chapter 23, verse 34 to 46, is an account of what happened when Christ hanged on the cross.
那么今天。晚上呢，我们读的这段经文《路加福音》23章34到46节记录了主耶稣基督被钉在十字架上的这个情况。
Is Jesus of Nazareth the Christ?
拿撒勒人耶稣是基督吗？
The word Christ means anointed.
基督的意思是受膏者。
In Hebrew, it is called Messiah.
在希伯来语里面呢，是弥撒亚。
So is Jesus of Nazareth the Messiah?
所以拿撒勒人耶稣是不是弥赛亚呢
？Is Jesus of Nazareth the one anointed by God？
拿撒勒人耶稣是不是神所高的呢
？Jesus means Savior。
耶稣的意思呢，就是救主。
And so when you combine the two words, Jesus Christ, it means is Jesus of Nazareth the anointed Savior by God？
那么当你把耶稣和基督放在一起，耶稣基督的意思呢，就是拿撒勒人耶稣是不是神所高的那位救主呢
？If he is the anointed Savior by God, then you and I need to know this Savior.
那如果他是神所高的这个救主，我们就应该来认识他。
Because all of us have sinned against God.
因为我们都干犯了神，得罪了他。
It's one thing to sin against one another.
那么我们得罪彼此。
And we all sin against one another often.
我们经常会得罪彼此。
And so what happens when we sin against fellow human beings, we make restitution.
那我们如果得罪彼此的时候呢，我们就会就是会做出一些报偿。
We ask for forgiveness.
我们要求对方原谅我们。
That is the right thing to do.
这是应该做的。
Because we desire to restore our relationship with one another.
因为我们希望恢复彼此的关系。
And we know how important that is.
我们知道这是重要的。
All the more so in our homes.
尤其是在家里。
When husbands and wives quarrel, it is important to restore peace in the home.
那么丈夫和妻子吵架的时候呢，要恢复这个家庭里面的平安是非常重要的。
And so we apologize to one another.
所以丈夫和妻子就要彼此向彼此道歉。
If we value our friendship, we do the same with one another.
如果我们珍惜友情的话，我们也会向我们的朋友道歉。
But what do we do when we sin against God?
但是我们得罪神的时候，我们做什么呢？
Would a simple apology be sufficient?
是不是简简单单的说个道歉就行吗？
We know that is not what justice is.
我们知道公义并不是如此。
Justice always demands payment.
因为公义呢，就要求我们要付出。
For we have sinned against God grievously.
因为我们是非常严重的得罪了神。
We deny His existence to those who believe in evolution.
对于那些相信进化论的人呢，他们拒绝神的存在。
He created the whole world.
但是神是创造那天地万物的。
The whole world is so intricately designed.
我们看到整个这个。世界呢是非常精致精细的被设计的。
From the tiny blade of grass to the vast universe.
不管是一株小草或者是整个这个宇宙。
We know that there has to be a designer.
我们看到这些的时候，我们知道呢背后一定有一个设计者。
Because there is always a designer when we talk about the works of man.
因为当我们说到人所造的一些东西的时候呢，我们都会知道背后有一个设计师。
And yet the greater work of God, we say there is no God.
但是神所创造的天地万物，我们却拒绝相信背后有他。
That in itself is a serious transgression.
这本身呢，就是一个很严重的一个过犯了。
And then we also sin against him by bowing down to idols.
那我们屈膝于这些偶像，也是得罪了他。
We replace our creator with creatures.
我们用我们自己手造的东西来取代我们的神。
And we make them our gods.
我们把这些所造我们自己造的这些偶像呢，作为自己的神。
These are serious transgressions.
这些都是非常严重的过犯。
What can we do to appease the wrath of God?
我们要怎么做才能够取悦神呢？
We can't do anything.
我们什么也不能做。
Because everything that we touch with these sin-stained hands will be stained by sin.
因为我们的手已经被罪所玷污了，所以我们所碰到的一切都会沾满着罪。
Our good works may be good enough, relatively speaking, when you compare it to other good works by man.
那我们所做的善功可能跟其他人所做的比起来可能会更好。
But God says our good works will result in the kind of righteousness that God calls filthy rags.
但是神却告诉我们说，我们的善功呢，会让我们自以为是，他形容这个善功为这个污秽的衣服。
And so God had to do something to save us.
所以神必须做些什么来拯救我们。
God says someone must take your punishment for your sins.
必须有人来承担我们这个罪的公价。
If you can find someone to take your punishment on your behalf, I can forgive you of your sin.
那如果你能够找到一个人来替代，来担当你的罪的话，我就可以原谅你。
But all of us are born in sin.
但是我们所有的人都是在罪里而生的。
And that's why God had to send His only begotten Son, Jesus, to come down to earth.
所以神呢必须将差遣他的独生子主耶稣基督来到这个世上。
On the day of Christmas, we celebrate his birth.
在圣诞节呢，我们就欢庆他的诞生。
He was born in the city called Bethlehem.
他在伯利恒这个城市呢诞生了。
But because he grew up in the city of Nazareth, he was known as Jesus of Nazareth.
但是他是在拿撒勒这个城市里面成长的，所以他就被称为拿撒勒人耶稣。
And this Jesus of Nazareth was born of the Virgin Mary.
拿撒勒人耶稣是童女所生。
And therefore he was born without sin.
所以他是没有带着罪而生的。
He lived a life without sin.
而他的一生也是没有罪的。
He obeyed all the laws of God perfectly.
他完完全全地顺服神的这个律法。
And as the Son of God and the Son of Man on earth, he demonstrated his power as God.
作为神子也作为人子，他在世上呢就显明了神的大能。
He healed all diseases.
他治愈了所有的疾病。
He cast out those who were demon possessed.
他为那些被鬼附着的人呢赶鬼。
He calmed the storms, no matter how powerful the storms were.
不管暴风雨有多么可怕，他能够使他们平静。
He even had power over death, for he raised those who had died.
他甚至能够克服死亡，因为他将人从死里复活。
And yet this God, the Jesus of Nazareth, who demonstrated so much power, allowed himself to be crucified.
但是拿撒勒人耶稣他拥有这个大能，但是他却允许自己呢被钉在十字架上。
What we have just heard was the background before verse 34 of Luke 23.
那我们刚才说的呢，就是在路加福音二十三章三十四节之前所发生的。
There were three testimonies as Jesus Christ was dying on the cross.
那么我们在这段经文里面呢，在主耶稣基督被钉死在十字架上的这段期间呢，看到三个见证。
Whose testimony would you choose to believe?
你要相信哪一些人，哪一组人的这个见证呢？
That is why tonight's message is entitled, Is Jesus of Nazareth the Christ to you?
那么这也是为什么今天的讲题是，拿撒勒人耶稣是基督吗？
Because it is an answer that will impact you.
因为你的答案将会影响你。
Not only impact you for life on this earth, but it will impact you for life after life on this earth.
不仅是影响你在世的生命，也会影响你死后的生命。
And I pray and hope that you will answer this question correctly.
那么我祷告祈求神呢，能够帮助你来正确的回答这个问题。
Let's look at the first testimony.
让我们来看第一个见证。
This testimony comes from four different groups of people.
那么第一个见证呢，来自四组不同的人。
Verse 34b, and they parted his raiment and they cast lots, and the people stood beholding, and the rulers also with them derided him, saying, He saved others, let him save himself if he be Christ.The chosen of God.
34节后半部说，兵丁就拈阄分他的衣服，百姓站在那里观看，官府也嗤笑他，说他救了别人，他若是基督，神所拣选的，可以救自己吧。
Verse 34b, the word they that refers to the soldiers who crucified him.
那么34节这个兵丁呢，就是那些把耶稣钉在十字架上的。
And then you have the people who shouted crucified him there as well.
那么还有站在那边观看，然后喊着说：“钉死他，钉死他的百姓。”
And you have the rulers of the Jews present as well.
还有犹太人的官府。
And what did they say?
那么他们说什么？
They mocked him.
他们嗤笑他。
And then they said, "Well, he saved others. Let him save himself."
他们说，他既然能救别人，就让他救自己吧。
If he is really the one anointed by God, that's the word Christ. If he be Christ, the chosen of God.
那如果他是基督，也就是神所高的，是神所拣选的，他就可以自救啊。
Because if he is indeed the chosen of God, then he would have the power of God.
因为如果他是神所拣选的，他就有神的大能。
Nails would never be able to keep him on the cross.
那么钉子是没有办法把他钉在十字架上的。
Because as God, he has the power to deliver himself from crucifixion.
因为如果他是神的话，他可以自救。不用钉在十字架上。
But these people stood there and stared at him as he slowly died.
但是这些人呢，就站在那里观看，看着他慢慢的死去。
As his life ebbed away, they just stood there and watched.
当他的生命慢慢垂落的时候呢，他们只是站在那里观看。
They kept on staring up at the cross, at this man who was covered in blood.
一直盯着主耶稣，流着血的这个主耶稣基督。
Blood flowed down his face.
血从耶稣的脸上流下。
Blood covered his body.
血布满了他的全身。
And he looked no different from other criminals.
那么他看起来呢，跟其他的罪犯没有两样。
He looked so weak.
他看起来非常的羸弱。
He looked so helpless.
他看起来多么的无助。
Well, if you say that he is the Christ, let him come down and save himself.
那如果他说他是基督的话，他可以自己从十字架下来救自己。
And then the soldiers also mocked him.
那么兵丁也戏弄他。
The word mocked and the word derided is exactly the same.
那么戏弄和35节的嗤笑是一样的。
The same soldiers, after they satisfied themselves by parting his raiment, they also started to mock him like the rest.
那么那些拈阄分他衣服的兵丁呢，他们也开始戏弄他。
And then they offered him vinegar.
甚至把醋送给他喝。
If it was the vinegar mixed with gall, Jesus Christ rejected it.
这个醋呢是掺和了胆汁的，所以主耶稣基督拒绝喝。
This was recorded in the Gospel of Matthew.
这是记录在马太福音的。This
was what they usually give to those who were dying on the cross.
这是他们一般上会给那些被钉死在十字架上的罪犯喝的。Because
vinegar mixed with gall would numb the person and he will experience lesser pain.
因为如果你喝下这个掺了这个胆汁的醋呢，你的全身会感到麻痹，你就不会感到那么疼痛了。But
in Matthew, the Bible said Jesus Christ rejected that.
但是马太福音呢，告诉我们，主耶稣基督拒绝喝下。He
did not want to experience easing of pain. He wanted to feel the fullness of the pain.
他不要舒缓自己的疼痛，他要真正的体验那完全的痛。And
then these soldiers said, "If thou be the king of the Jews, save thyself."
那么这些兵丁就说，你若是犹太人的王，可以救自己吧。Because
right on top above this cross was the superscription written in three languages.
因为在耶稣上方，也就是十字架的上方，有一个牌子呢，是用希利尼、罗马和希伯来文所写着的。Greek
was the language of the common people.
那么当时希利尼是当时百姓的语言。Because
they were under the yoke of the Greeks before the Romans took over.
因为在罗马人就是占领他们之前呢，他们是在这个希利尼的统治下。So
many of the people still spoke Greek in those days.
所以当时候呢，还有很多的百姓，他们是就是说希利尼话的。Latin
was the official language of the Romans.
那么拉丁文呢，或者罗马文呢？ 就是罗马人所说的话了。Hebrew
was the language of the Jews.
那么希伯来文呢，就是犹太人的语言。And
so what was the message?
那么上面写着什么呢?
This is the king of the Jews.
这是犹太人的王。And
so they laugh at him.
他们就讥笑他。If
you're really the king, where is your power as king?
如果你是王的话，你的大能在哪里呢?
Save yourself to save your people.
你的权威在哪里呢？你要救你的自己，救你的百姓。Jesus
did not save himself.
但是耶稣并没有救自己。Jesus
did not even say anything to them as they mocked him.
他被讥笑的时候呢，他一句话也没有说。And
then there is the fourth group.
然后我们还看到第四组人。Verse
39.
39节。
And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on Christ, saying, "If thou be Christ, save thyself and us."
那同钉的两个犯人有一个讥笑他说：“你不是基督吗？可以救自己和我们吧。”The
people, the rulers, the soldiers, they merely mocked Christ.
百姓、兵丁、官府，他们只是讥笑耶稣。But
this malefactor crucified next to Christ, I believe, was the worst of them all.
我相信呢，这个被同钉的其中这个犯人呢，他比其他。He's
the worst. He's the worst of them all because of his foolishness.
他比那其他三组人更糟糕，因为他是愚蠢的。He
was about to die.
他就快死了。He
was not like the rest of the people, the soldiers and the rulers. They could still have time to change their mind about Christ later on.
因为他不像兵丁百姓官府一样，他们还有时间来思考对于主耶稣基督的这个观点。
But this man was dying on the cross as well, like Christ.
但是这个犯人呢，他就像主耶稣基督一样，就快被钉死了。And
he did something worse. He blasphemed Christ, worse than just simply mocking Christ.
他不只是讥笑 主他还亵渎他。
And then he said the same thing, if thou be Christ, save thyself and us.
他说你不是基督吗？可以救自己和我们吧。
And yet Christ remained on the cross.
但是主耶稣基督仍然被钉在十字架上。
He did not save himself.
他没有救自己。
You know why?
你知道为什么吗？
He didn't have to.
因为他不需要。
Why would he want to save himself?
为什么他要救自己呢？
Save himself from what and from whom?
救自己脱离什么呢？
From the soldiers?
是脱离那些兵丁吗？
From the people and the rulers?
脱离百姓和官府吗？
He was not on the cross for any crime that he had committed.
他并不是因为犯了什么罪而被钉在十字架上。
He knew he was absolutely guiltless.
他知道自己没有罪。
He knows he lived a perfect life.
他知道他在世的时候过了一个非常完全的生命。
He was on the cross for your sins and for my sins.
他之所以被钉在十字架上是为了你的罪和我的
罪。He was on the cross for the sins of the thief, the people, the soldiers, and the rulers.
他是为了那两个犯人、兵丁、百姓和官府的罪被钉死在十字架上。
If he wanted to deliver himself from the cross, he would not have come down from heaven in the first place.
那如果他要救自己的话呢？他起初就根本也不会从天国降临了。
He did not have to come down from heaven. Do you realize that?
他实际上根本也不需要从天国降临到世上。
Because Jesus of Nazareth is also the Son of God, the second person of the Godhead.
因为拿撒勒人耶稣呢也是神，他是神的儿子，他是三一神的第二个位格。
He is the God that we sin against by our idolatry and our many transgressions.
他是我们所犯的这所有的过犯，还有我们所犯的拜偶像的罪的这个，我们因为这些罪而得罪了他。
The same God that we sin against came down and became like us, born of flesh and blood.
我们得罪了他，可是他却在血肉里面 生在这个世上，为了我们的罪。
Because he wanted to save you and me, flesh and blood.
因为他要拯救我们，而我们是血和肉所造的。
Why were they not able to see?
为什么他们这些人却没有看到这一点呢？
Because they had in their own mind only physical deliverance.
因为他们所想到的只是肉体上的脱罪。
They wanted Jesus Christ to deliver them from the bondage of the Romans.
他们要主耶稣基督呢帮助他们脱离这个罗马的统治。
They wanted Jesus Christ to save them from poverty and from sickness.
他们要主耶稣基督使他们脱离病痛还有贫困。
If you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ so that you can be healthy and wealthy, then you have not believed in the Jesus Christ of the Bible.
那如果你相信主耶稣基督是为了要有健康的身体，要有财富的话呢？那么你所信的不是主耶稣了。
Because Jesus Christ doesn't have to go through so much pain and humiliation to make us healthy and wealthy on earth.
因为主耶稣基督如果要使我们在世上健康有财富的话，他不需要去经历这么多痛苦和这么多羞辱。
As God Almighty, he can just simply use his power to make us healthy and wealthy.
因为他作为全能的神，他大可用他的大能使我们健康，使我们有财富。
Remember all the sick that came to him, he just simply used his power to heal them.
你记得那些所有来到他面前的病人吗？他只需用他自己的大能就可以医治他们。
God owned the cattle on the thousand hills.
他拥有这千千万万的山上草地上的这些羊群。
He can turn all of us into overnight billionaires.
他可以在一夜之间使我们成为亿万富翁。
But then what is the point?
但是又有什么意义呢？
If we were all to still die in our sin.
如果我们仍然要死在罪里的话。
Because after death in sin, we end up in hell.
因为如果我们死在罪里的话，我们会下到地狱去。
There are many kings and billionaires in hell now.
那么现在在地狱里面呢，有许多的君王，还有许多的亿万富翁。
There are many young people who were at the prime of their life who died in sin and ended up in hell.
还有许多年轻的人，他们在生命最盛的时期呢，死在罪里，下到了地狱。
That's why Jesus Christ will not listen to the testimonies of these mockers.
所以呢，主耶稣基督是不会聆听这些嗤笑他的人所说的话。
They did not know what they were saying.
因为他们不知道他们所做的。
Save thyself.
救自己吗？
He came to save you and me, not himself.
他来到世上是为了拯救你和我，而不是救自己。
We are the sinner, we are the criminal in the eyes of God, not Christ.
我们在神的眼里呢，我们是罪人，我们是罪犯，不是基督。
He died like a criminal because of you and because of me.
他像一个罪人一样死在十字架上，是为了你，为了我。
That's why he came to die.
所以他来是为了我们的罪。
No other reason.
没有其他的原因。
Because there is no way you and I can save ourselves from the sins that we have committed against God except through Christ.
因为我们没有办法使我们脱离罪的这个工价，我们只唯有通过主耶稣基督才能够这么做。
We thank God for the second testimony.
我们要为这第二种见证呢来感谢神。
For there were two malefactors who was crucified next to Christ.
我们看到跟主耶稣同钉在十字架上的有两个犯人。
One of them mocked him as he was about to die.
其中一个呢在临死之前呢还讥笑耶稣。
But thank God the other did not.
但是感谢神，另一个罪犯没有如此做。
Verse 40 to verse 42 is the second testimony.
40到42节是第二种见证。
The other answering rebuke his fellow thief. Does not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation?
那一个就应声责备他说，你既是一样受刑的，还不怕神吗？
And we indeed justly, we are true criminals.
我们是应该的，因为我们犯了罪。
For we receive the due reward of our deeds. We deserve to die by crucifixion.
我们所受的与我们所做的相称，所以我们是配得，就是应该被钉在十字架上的。
But this man had done nothing amiss.
但是这个人没有做过一件不好的事。
He was able to see.
这个罪犯他能够看见。
Even as he was dying with only a few hours left to live, he was able to see.
即便是在他临终前的几个小时呢，他的眼睛开了。
Are you able to see?
那你的眼睛呢？是否能看见
？That the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross for having done nothing wrong.
你是否看见主耶稣基督完全没有做过任何一件不好的事，却被钉在十字架上呢
？He came to die for your sins and for my sins.
他来到这个世上。而死是为了你的罪和我的罪。
Do not reject God's love in Christ.
所以我们不要拒绝在主耶稣基督里神的大爱。
Because only this Jesus can save you from sin and from death and from hell.
因为只有这位耶稣能够拯救我们脱离罪、死亡和地狱。
This is the message of Easter.
这就是复活节的信息了。
And so this thief, with a few hours left to live, turned his attention to Jesus.
那么这个罪犯呢在他临终前的几个小时呢他就转向了耶稣。
And by these simple words of faith, he was saved from his sins.
他就借着非常简单的他所说的这个信息有非常充满信心的话语呢得救了。
Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom.
他说耶稣啊你德国降临的时候求你纪念我。
These words seem so simple.
这些话语似乎看起来非常简单
and yet it was so rich and so deep in meaning.
但是却非常的深刻非常的丰盛
Dying on the cross next to Christ.
他就快死在耶稣旁边钉在十字架上
And then he asked the Lord Jesus Christ to remember him.
他要求主耶稣基督纪念他
When you come into your kingdom.
在耶稣德国降临的时候纪念他。
He truly believed that Jesus of Nazareth was indeed the king.
他非常诚恳地相信主耶稣基督是神。
He believed that Jesus of Nazareth will overcome death.
他诚恳地相信主耶稣基督是王，是可以克服死亡的。
He knew that Jesus Christ will be resurrected from the dead.
他相信主耶稣基督会从死里复活。
Otherwise, how could Christ come into his kingdom? Because only when you are alive can you come into your kingdom.
否则耶稣要怎么德国降临呢？除非他是活着的。
You mean salvation is as simple as that?
或者你会问说，难道救恩就如此简单吗？
Yes.
是的。
It is as simple as what you hear from the testimony of this thief.
就如这个罪犯所说的一样，如此的简单。
Was he delivered from the cross? No, he died.
那么这个罪犯有没有脱离这个十字架的刑罚呢？没有。
But the moment he died, he will be in paradise.
没有，他仍然被钉死了，但是他在死的那一刻呢，他就会与神同在乐园里。
All his sins have been washed by the blood of Christ.
他的罪，所有的罪呢，被耶稣的宝血洗净了。
The blood that Jesus Christ shed that covered his body needs to cover yours and mine.
那么主耶稣基督所留下的宝血遍布了他的全身，这个血呢也要遍布我们。
Covered the body of this thief.
这个血呢也布满了这个罪犯的身体。
It washed him of all his sins. He is now as white as snow.
洗净了他所有的罪，使他非常的洁白如雪。
He was punished for his transgression.
这个罪犯因为犯了罪呢，所以被惩罚钉在十字架。
He knew that he was on the cross as payment for his criminal acts.
他知道自己应得，这是他应得的，因为他犯了罪。
So he understood the law of man, the justice of the Roman Empire.
所以他明白这是罗马帝国的公义。
And so he admitted, I deserve to be crucified because I have transgressed the law of man.
所以他承认，他说，因为我犯了法，犯了人的律法，所以我应当被钉死在十字架上。
But he also knew that he transgressed against God.
但是他也知道自己得罪，干犯了神。
And he knew that by his own death on the cross, he was not able to appease the wrath of God against him.
而且他知道自己死在十字架上，并不能够使神息怒。
That's why right there and then he accepted Christ as his Lord and his Savior.
所以在十字架上他接受了主耶稣基督作为他的救主。
Because he knew and he saw in Jesus of Nazareth that he was indeed the Christ.
因为他相信拿撒勒人耶稣的确是基督。
That Jesus was anointed by God himself to die for the sins of that thief.
主耶稣基督是神所膏的，要为那罪犯的罪而死。
And the thief accepted what God did for him in Christ Jesus with all his heart.
那这个罪犯呢，就全心全意的接受了主耶稣，接受了神所为他做的一切。
Look at finally the third testimony.
我们再来看第三种，也是最后一种见证。
The first testimony was that of the mockers.
那么第一种见证呢，是那些嗤笑耶稣的人。
They wanted physical deliverance.
他们要肉体上的这个脱离这个肉体上的捆绑。
They wanted only the good life on earth.
他们只希望在世上的生活可以美好。
And for that, they could not see that Jesus of Nazareth was the Christ.
因为如此呢，所以他们没有办法看到拿撒勒人耶稣就是基督。
Tragically, so did the other thief.
可悲的是，另外一个犯人呢，也是如此。
But thank God, the other thief saw Jesus of Nazareth as the Christ.
但是感谢神呢，另一个犯人呢，他看见了，知道主耶稣基督就是那受膏者。
And the third and final testimony is the Lord himself.
那么最后一个见证呢，就是主耶稣自己。
First, he said in verse 34a, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
首先呢，在34节，耶稣说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
We know that all the prayers of Christ are answered.
我们知道，耶稣所做的所有的祷告呢，神都应许了。
And so we know that this request to God the Father to forgive them was answered.
所以我们知道呢，主耶稣基督在这里祷告求神赦免这些人呢，那么神也应许了。
It was with reference to the fact that they did not know what they were doing.
即便是他们不晓即便是他们不晓得自己做了什么。
What were they doing?
那么这些人到底做了什么呢？
They were crucifying him.
他们将他钉死在十字架。
They wove a crown of thorns and they forced it down his head, remember?
你记得他们为他戴上了荆棘的冠冕吗？
They dressed him up in a royal garment to laugh at him.
并且为他披上紫色的袍，然后嗤笑他。
They covered his head and they punched him.
然后盖住他的头，然后揍他。
They spat upon him.
然后吐口水在他的脸上。
They scourged him and they crucified him.
并且鞭打他，钉死他。
They did not know that they were crucifying the Son of God himself.
他们不晓得自己钉死了神的儿子。
It is one thing to hurt the son of a very powerful man in any country.
那么如果我们得罪了一个国家里面非常有权威的一个人的儿子。
Especially when he had done nothing wrong.
如果这个人的儿子呢，什么事也没有干过。
And you just simply bullied him and hurt him to the point of death.
他什么错事都没有做，然后你却欺负他，以至于他死了。
What do you think the most powerful men in the country would do if they catch you?
那你认为这个国家最有权威的这个人呢？他抓到你的话，会如何对你呢？
If they did not know that he was the son of the most powerful man, they might plead for mercy.
那如果你不知道这个男子是这个有权势的人的儿子的话呢，你可能会求情。
These people did not know that Jesus of Nazareth was not just the Son of Man, but also the Son of God.
所以这些人呢，钉死耶稣的这些人，他们不知道耶稣是人子，也是神子。
And that's why Jesus prayed to the Father to forgive them for what they are doing to him.
所以耶稣为着他们的所作所为呢，求神赦免。
Not for all the sins that these people committed.
不是为他们所犯的所有的罪求神赦免。
Because these people need to believe in Jesus Christ as their Lord and as their Savior in order to be saved.
因为这些人他们必须接受主耶稣基督作为他们的救主才能够得救。
But for the sin of crucifying the Son of God and the Son of Man, Jesus prayed to the Father to forgive them.
耶稣要求天父所赦免的是他们将他钉死的这样的一个作为。
Why would he do that?
为什么他要这么做呢？
Because it was not the nails that kept Jesus Christ on the cross.
因为耶稣知道并不是钉子将他钉在了十字架上。
It was the love of God and the love of Christ for you and me that kept him on the cross.
而是神以及基督对你和我的爱将他钉死在十字架上。
Jesus Christ deliberately came down from heaven to die this way for you and for me.
耶稣基督来到这个世上，就是要以这样的一个方式为你和我的罪而死。
It was your sins and my sins that put him there.
是你的罪和我的罪把他钉在十字架上。
The people, the ruler, the soldiers, they were like our hands and our legs.
兵丁、百姓和官府就像我们的手脚一样。
When they said to Christ, "Save yourself," they were our lips as well.
当他们说你救自己吧，他们就好像我们的口一样。
If you do not accept Jesus of Nazareth as the Christ,
如果你不接受拿撒勒人耶稣是基督的话，
and you reject him and you do not want him to be your Lord and your Savior,
拒绝接受他作为你的救主，
are you not like these individuals who are mocking him?
难道你不就像这个兵丁、百姓、官府一样是嘲笑他的人吗？
The difference is they mocked him 2,000 years ago, you are mocking him today.
唯一的这个不同就是他们是在2000年前嘲笑他，而我们是在今时今日来嘲笑他。
Do not mock him.
不要讥笑我们的神。
Accept what he has done for you on the cross of Calvary.
要接受他在加略山上为我们所成就的事工。
Because Jesus is able to save you.
因为耶稣能够拯救你。
Listen to his testimony to the thief who said to him, "Remember me, Lord, when you come into thy kingdom."
我们来看他怎么对那位求他纪念他的这个罪人这个犯人所说的话。
Jesus said these words to him, and he can say the same words to us tonight.
那么主耶稣基督对这个犯人说了这些话，那么今天他也能够对我们说同样的话。
If you truly believe Jesus of Nazareth as the Christ, anointed by God to die on the cross for your sins, to be your Savior like the thief, these words are meant for you tonight, dear friend.
那如果你像那罪犯一样相信拿撒勒人主耶稣基督拿撒勒人耶稣就是神所高的的基督的话呢，那么今天他对犯人所说的这段话呢，也是要给你的了。
Verily Jesus says to you,
我耶稣实在的告诉你，
Today shall thou be with me in paradise.
今日你要同我在乐园里了。
Paradise is heaven itself.
乐园就是天国。
And God the Father demonstrated what Jesus Christ did was enough.
那么神呢，就接受了主耶稣所为我们成就的这个圣功。
To not only bring this thief into paradise, but all who believe in Christ into paradise.
不仅将这个犯人呢接到了天国，也把所有相信主耶稣基督的人呢都接到了天国。
Verse 44 says, "For about the sixth hour, that is 12 noon, when the sun was at its brightest, there was a darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour, that was 3 p.m.
44节就说那时约有五正，遍地都黑暗了，直到深出，也就是下午三点。
For 3 hours, the sun was darkened by God.
整整三个小时呢，神掩盖了这个阳光。
This was symbolic.
这是非常有象征意义的。
It described to us the darkness that the world is in.
它让我们看到这个世界活在这个黑暗里。
That the noonday sun was not able to penetrate into this spiritual darkness.
甚至午正的这个阳光呢，都没有办法照射到这个属灵的黑暗。
Except the light of the Son of God Himself.
除非是主耶稣基督，神唯一的爱子，他的光。
And when this happened, the Bible said the veil of the temple was rent in the midst from top to bottom.
45节说殿里的幔子从当中裂为两半。
The top to bottom tearing was found in the other gospels.
那么这一段经文所说的殿里的幔子从当中裂为两半呢，也可以在其他的福音书里面看到。
This is to tell us that God Himself tore this veil apart.
告诉我们呢，是神本身呢将这幔子撕裂了。
This was the veil that separates sinful man from God.
因为这个幔子呢是隔开神和罪人的。
This tearing of the veil that separates us from God is symbolic of what Jesus Christ did.
那么这个撕裂幔子呢，就象征了耶稣所为我们做的事工。
This means that through Christ Jesus, if Jesus Christ is your Lord and your Savior, and you truly have accepted Him, and all your sins have been washed away, you can approach God and be accepted by Him.
也就是说呢，借着主耶稣基督，如果我们接受他为我们的救主的话，我们的罪就能得以赦免，我们就能够来到神的面前。
And Jesus cried with a loud voice in verse 46.
46节说，耶稣大声喊着说
，His work was done. Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. Having said thus, he gave up his ghost.
一切都成了。他说，父啊，我将我的灵魂交在你手里。说了这话，气就断了。
He did not come.To live.
他来不是为了活着。
He came to die.
他来是为了死。
Not for his own sin.
不是为了自己所犯的罪。
But for yours and mine.
而是为了你和我所犯的罪。
This gospel of salvation is freely offered by God to all of us.
这救恩的福音呢，是神白白给我们的。
But this is not a cheap gospel.
但是这个福音却不是廉价的。
It costs Jesus of Nazareth his life's blood.
因为为了这救恩呢，主耶稣基督必须付出他的生命。
If you have already accepted Jesus of Nazareth as the Christ in your life, live for him.
那如果你已经接受拿撒勒人耶稣为基督的话呢，你就要为他而活。
Live in holiness, in godliness, and always in righteousness.
要圣洁的活着，要在公义里活着。
Go out in the world and let them see the wonderful Savior who is the Christ.
要让世人在你身上看到那奇妙的救主耶稣基督。
Because the world is still dying in sin everywhere we go.
因为不管我们去到哪里，世人都死在罪里。
Stop living for self.
我们不要再为自己而活。
Stop living for the world.
不要再为这世界而活。
Live for Jesus of Nazareth, who is your Christ.
要为拿撒勒人耶稣而活，因为他是我们的基督。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Our most merciful, loving Heavenly Father.
我们满有恩典怜悯的天父。
We pray, O Lord, for Thy Holy Spirit to take control of the meeting tonight.
我们求主你的圣灵来掌控今天的聚会。
For we have heard the testimony of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, and not the word of man.
因为我们所听到的是主耶稣基督自己的话语，而不是人的话语。
We pray, O Lord, that every worshipper's heart may be touched by the testimony of the thief.And that of Jesus as well.
我们求主在座的每一个敬拜者，他们的心都能够因为那犯人所说的话，以及主耶稣基督本身的见证而受到感动。
Help us, O Lord, never to mock thee by rejecting Christ.
求主帮助我们不要拒绝你，不要嘲笑你。
Help us to realize the depth of sin that we have found ourselves in tonight.
帮助我们知道我们今天陷入了多么可怕的罪的深渊。
By your grace and your mercy, may thou bring conviction to every soul.
主主，你的恩典怜悯与我们同在，好叫我们每一个人都能够来认罪悔改。
So、we are truly sinners and bankrupt within our soul.
因为我们都是罪人。
If we were to die in our sins right now, we know we will end up in hell.
因为我们知道，如果我们现在死在罪里的话，我们就会下到地狱去。
And we know we deserve it.
我们知道那是我们应得的。
And yet, O Lord, in thy great love, you send the Lord to die for us.
但是因着你的爱，你差遣了主耶稣基督来拯救我们。
Help us to believe, O Lord, with all our heart.
帮助我们全心全意的来相信你。
And truly accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and as our Savior.
并且接受主耶稣基督作为我们的救主。
But thou hast accepted what he has done for us by raising him from the dead on the third day after he died.
因为你借着叫他从死里复活，接受了他所成就的圣功。
O Lord, save us.
主神，你能拯救我们。
O Lord, remember us.
主纪念我们。
When thou enter into thy kingdom.
当你德国降临之际。
May thou be merciful. To save us for Jesus' sake.
主为这耶稣的缘故怜悯我们，拯救我们。
In Jesus' most precious and holy name, we give thanks and pray.
我们要这样感恩祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen.